This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A plane with 28 people on board disappeared in the Russian Far East region of Kamchatka on Tuesday. That's according to local officials. And a plane with 22 passengers and 6 crew members on board flying from one city to a town missed the scheduled communication, according to local emergency officials. Plane also disappeared from radar, according to the local transport ministry. Plane belonged to a company plane has been in operation since 1982. The legal fallout from the deadly building collapse in Surfside, Florida, is already underway. It includes at least 5 lawsuits and a planned grand jury investigation. The litigation comes even as rescuers remain at the site hoping to find survivors. 28 people have been found dead thus far. More than 117 residents are thought to still be missing. Chapman University law professor Dennis Binder says that wide-scale disasters and they are increasingly leading to criminal negligence charges. He believes the harrowing images people see in real time through the media feed need to seek answers about the tragedy and assess blame. According to the National Hurricane Center, the conditions in southern Florida have begun to deteriorate as Tropical Storm Elsa took aim at the Florida Keys early Tuesday, prompting a hurricane watch for portions of the west coast of the state. Elsa's maximum sustained wind strengthened to 60 miles per hour early Tuesday. A slow strengthening is forecast through Tuesday night, and Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. This is VOA News. The single biggest global ransomware attack yet continues to bite as more details emerge on how a Russian-linked gang breached the company whose software has been exploited. In essence, the criminals used a tool that helps protect against malware to spread it widely. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The attack comes less than a month after President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing a safe haven to ransomware gangs, including the one responsible for the latest attack. Israel's parliament early Tuesday failed to renew a law that bars Arab citizens from extending citizenship or residency rights to spouses from the occupied West Bank and Gaza in a tight vote that raised doubts about the viability of the country's new coalition government. The 59-59 vote, which came after an all-night session of the Knesset, marked a major setback for Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The new Israeli leader, who had hoped to find a compromise between his hard-line Yamina party and the dovish factions in his coalition, instead suffered a stinging defeat and a vote he reportedly described as a referendum on the new government. The vote means the law is now set to expire. Canada is easing pandemic-related border crossing restrictions. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Canada is easing some pandemic restrictions along its border with the United States. Canadian citizens and permanent residents who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now skip a 14-day quarantine requirement that has been in place since March 2020. Additionally, eligible air travelers no longer have to spend their first 3 days in the country at government-approved hotels. However, restrictions barring all non-essential trips between Canada and the United States remain in place until at least July 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says plans to totally reopen the border will be announced in a few weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
As the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks approaches, victims' relatives are pressing the courts to answer what they see as a lingering question about the Saudi government's role. A lawsuit that accuses the Saudi Arabian government of being complicit took a major step forward this year with the questioning under oath of a former Saudi official, but those depositions remain under seal and the U.S. has withheld a trove of other documents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.